Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Jim Zulli. How are you this fine Monday morning?
Good morning, Risa. And I guess you made it home all right because I'm talking to you now. But, yeah, here we are again. And, you know, we enjoyed sharing everything with all our listeners. And, you know, like I keep saying every week, I'm just so amazed on how fast this week goes by. You know, you hang up the phone and here we are. But that's fun.
Well, that's what happens when you're a baby boomer. You know, when you were 5 and 6 years old, it seemed like it took 20 years between Christmases. Now it feels like it takes 2 months between Christmases. So.
Yeah. It, you know, like when you mention Christmas, I still have things sitting around that I haven't even taken down yet, and I'm getting to the point where I'm not going to bother. It's going to be Christmas all year long. Then I don't have to worry about putting anything up. It's already there.
That's a good idea.
But you know what? Kind of a neat event last night, wasn't it? We were experiencing kind of a thank you to a lot of the photographers and video people that we've known for years, and they're getting a little recognition. That was kind of cool, wasn't it?
Absolutely. They do it every year. It was also a birthday celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah. And it was nice. You know, everybody had a good time. They got their awards and birthday, and it was a nice location too. It's well, now you don't have too far to drive when you were in that area, so
I love events that are in Los Angeles. A lot of the events we attend take place in the Valley, and that's a little trek for me. But anything that's in West Hollywood, Los Angeles, downtown, I'm loving it.
Yeah, and traffic's thinning out now, which is nicer now that, you know, they fixed all the freeways. Isn't it nice when you can get on the freeway?
Oh, please.
<Just kidding.
laughs> What city are you living in?
Oh, man.
But that brings us up to our hot topics.
And it's hot topic time. So, all right, why don't I just jump into that myself? You want? There we go.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, this weekend I went to see Furious 7. Now, that's probably not a movie you'd expect me to go see over the weekend. But I love action movies. I really do. I love big action movies. I always say I like the violence to be bigger than anything in my neighborhood could actually perform. And, I mean, they had some huge violent stuff. It's like if this took place in any city, it would be like headlines for weeks. It was unbelievable. The special effects were absolutely wonderful. They had literally a car flying through buildings like 100 stories high. And I don't mean a building, buildings. It was a spectacular film. It, of course, stars Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Michelle Rodriguez, Jason Statham, Tyrese Gibson. It was really a lot of fun movie. I didn't really expect that I was going to enjoy it that much. But I really did. Like I said, the special effects were great. It's an action movie, so you don't expect, you know, Oscar-winning performances, but they were really fun performances. Dwayne Johnson delivered some lines that you would, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger-type lines that people will be repeating for weeks and years to come just because they're just so, it's like, did he really say that? And it was really a fun movie. Of course, this was Paul Walker's last movie, and they did a wonderful tribute to him in a very unusual way. But it's definitely worthwhile. I heard it made over $140 million at the box office.
Wow.
just this weekend alone. So it's actually worth paying your money to go see. So I recommend Furious 7.
Right.
What's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, I've gotten calls and they ask, what do people do after they retire? And there's many things that, as we both know, that they can do. I mean, they have hobbies. They help with their grandchildren. They work on their projects, you know, like repairs long overdue at the home. You know what that's like. They play sports, golf, tennis, billiards, et cetera, et cetera. But travel is popular. But when they return home after a year or two or even just several months of enjoying their newfound leisure time, they find themselves in an ever-increasing pastime for retirees, and that's going over their retirement plan that they never really went over in the first place. And they find out that the savings they thought they should have that should keep them going through the golden years is running out faster than they had planned, and the golden years are now looking more like the copper years. Well, but, you know, if you had done your homework and you planned when you were young, your retirement would be a little bit different at this time. But, you know, you find yourself in a position looking around other than that, saying to yourself, now what? All right, this is for people that are okay in the retirement financial situation. Well, here's what you can do. You can get involved, and that's kind of my hot topic. You just got to get involved. And there are endless ways to get involved with others that are your age in life looking for something to do. You know, you can join charity groups. You're sitting around. There's thousands and thousands of other people in the same situation. Join charity groups. Join nonprofits. There's clubs. There's gardening, hiking, golf clubs, billiards, bowling, chess. There's seniors out there that are, you know, you can get involved. It's not like you have to go out and join the local situation where, oh, maybe they're not your age or they're professionals. No, there's senior groups that are learning new situations. There's dancing. There's tons of hobbies and clubs. You get your travel groups, fishing one-day events, tours. And the point is you can meet other people and share what you do, meeting new people and staying busy and having fun and keeping in shape. An example would be there's a lady who had nothing to do at my mother's the place where my mother lived there, and my mother taught her how to play bridge, and now she wound up becoming a bridge player and sitting in with the groups and meeting people. So, you know, it's just get involved. That's the bottom line, Ruth.
Well, that's a wonderful suggestion, and that brings us up to our first commercial.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Easyway Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Well, Jim.
Yep.
We have got a great guest with us this morning.
He sounds like a cool guy, and I met him with you last night.
Yeah, well, you actually, I think you've met him before, but we got to chat with him again last night. We got to do some video, so hopefully that'll be up on WTV.
I got some
And on our website soon, or on our fan page on Facebook soon. And he's a singer, he's a performer, he is a Barry White tribute artist. He is the one and only J.D. Hall. J.D., are you with us?
J.D. There he is.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Well, we're doing good. How are you doing?
Look at this applause. And thanks for coming on, JD, because I know you're a busy guy. Okay, look at this. So, JD, quite a crowd. So, JD, I hit you with a question last night. Are you a baby boomer? You see, that's the good side of looking young.
No, I'm only 21.
Yes, no, but reason and I were talking how fast the years go by, huh?
Yeah, they go by so fast, don't they?
I'm wow. But it was nice seeing you last night with Reitha. I got some shots of you, and I guess I did meet you at another event. I don't know if you remember, but I've got memory problems there. It was out there somewhere, but anyway.
You're a little bit more of a baby boomer than JD.
Yeah.
Now, JD, you are a Barry White tribute artist, and I was thinking about it. How did you happen to decide to do a Barry White tribute?
Well, I was asked by quite a few people. I had a couple of hit records out back in the day, Number One Lover and Wonder Woman were two of the records, but they were dance records. And I really liked the maestro. He just was an excellent entertainer and performer. And I liked, some of the guys that had voices sort of like me. And Elvis and all those good people. So, you know, I said, well, you know, I put a thing out there and asked people, what do you think, who you think I would be most like? And everybody said, Barry, man, you got to do Barry. So I admired him so much that I said, hey, this is the man to go ahead and be. So I just tried to emulate him. Everybody said I had sort of had his voice, so I give it all I got.
Cool. No, that's the advantage of having that voice. It's a little unique, you know. Now, Barry White, you've met him.
Oh no, I never had. I never met him. So I've
never met Barry White.
No, I did not.
Well, you know, we were talking and about these groups, the Four Tops and the Platters and there's another one we mentioned last night. And, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, the groups are kind of, they're round, but in a roundabout way. Most of them have passed along, but they pass the torch. And they have family members or people that can kind of imitate them. Isn't that true? They kind of carry along the tradition of the sound and everything?
Yes, they do. And some of them have broken off into two different, some of the entertainers have that were there, like Larry Dunn from Earth, Wind, and Fire. He was the original keyboard player. And he's broken off and has his own thing now. It's called Larry Dunn. Anthology of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and he's going to be performing with me at the Wiltern on April the 11th, and as band, and the legendary group called the Emotions. They're going to be
JD, can you speak up a little bit? I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
A little bit louder.
A little louder, let me see.
JD, I can hear you fine, it's just that Reitha has an old phone.
No, I have an old ear.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
You're saying you're good?
Yeah, we got you. JD, is Verdeen White, I've been to his house, met his wife, saw all his stuff. And Verdeen, he's with Earth, Wind, and Fire, right? Or is he with...
Well, Larry Dunn, they're, like I said, when it broke off into two separate groups, Larry Dunn, the producer, he produced most of their hits, and he produced most of the hits for the Emotions. So, matter of fact, they're both going to be on the stage with him, and he was amazing. I mean, when you see his show, it's really good. And the Dazz Band will be there, too. Jerry Bale's Dazz Band.
So this is going to be this Saturday, April 11th, at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles?
Yes, and
3790 Wilshire Boulevard in L.A., yeah.
Oh, yeah, and hosting the show will be the legendary Mother Love. She'll be there hosting the red carpet.
Oh, I saw Mother Love the other day. So I look forward to seeing her again. So I'm excited about all the music, the Daz Band. My favorite song that they did is Let It Whip, so I understand they're going to be doing that. And
oh, yeah.
You know, it's so interesting. Aretha and I did a show a while back, and you have to go back. Some of our archive shows are really interesting. A lot of history we research, and how this music follows up from down south with the rhythm blues and so on, and the guitarist would sit around and pick, and they would trade off back and forth, and then it went up north and along the East Coast, and the history is really interesting how this how they put it together and develop a new type of music, you know.
Right.
It's, have you ever heard of the Nicholas Brothers?
Yeah, matter of fact, I think you were telling me about them last night.
Yeah, you know, like, I never heard of them because it was before our time. It was before my time. And, you know, I met some of the family, and one of their backup dancers was Lucille Ball. I mean, Lucille Ball goes back. She was a pretty big star, and she was just a backup dancer at the time. And they had people like Bob Hope and Bing Crosby on stage, you know, and there were a couple dancers. And, wow, they had a reputation. But it's just like every genre. When I meet somebody and I say, well, you know, I've met Bill Medley and or whatever, they'd look at me strange, like, who's that? I say, well, you know, the guy in the Righteous Brothers. And they didn't know who they were. But, you know, our different our time zones, you know, so.
Well, that's just it. But our age group remembers the Daz Band and Earth, Wind, and Fire, of course. And
of course.
Emotions are going to be there. Now, that's old school girl group, isn't it, J.D.?
Oh, yeah. They did, you know, that hot hit, The Best of My Love. You know, that was
Best of My Love, yeah.
Yeah. Love and we had a major rehearsal with them the other day, and they're going to come out smoking. I mean, my orchestra is going to back them on the show, so I have a 20-piece orchestra that's going to be there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and I've heard you perform, and I've heard your orchestra, and they are amazing. They are absolutely amazing. And what songs are you going to be singing?
Oh, let me see. I'm going to do some of the legend, most important hits that everybody should know. My First, My Last, My Everything. Practice What You Preach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of his big hits. And Let the Music Play. And he did a copy song that became very big for him. Was called I Love You Just the Way You Are. So I'm going to do all those and many more, but that's a surprise.
Memories.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have
memories.
Yes.
We
yes.
did the L.A. Convention Center, and Eric had his own section over there, and he had a lot of good entertainers. They had the Soul Train dancers, and boy, they drew a crowd real quick, you know. And you hear some of these old tunes, and it really brings you back. So, and, you know, this is really getting popular because there are so many baby boomers, and we want to hear that stuff, you know?
Well, plus it's real music. It's got real melody, you know, something you can tap your foot to. It's got words that you can say in front of your grandchildren. You know?
It's something you could sit in your rocker and listen to and enjoy. And enjoy.
We're not that old. Come on.
I was going to say. And now you can get tickets for the concert at Ticketmaster. And I'm telling people, you better get your tickets because this should be a sold-out event. Because I know last time, I mean, you hear about the rock artists and you hear about women throwing their underwear and their keys up on the stage. At the last concert, J.D., those women were getting quite loose. And I'm talking baby boomer women. And I thought some of them were going to start throwing underwear on the stage.
Search Lessons of Soul. You can give tickets there also, and also at Gold Star. That's for discount tickets, because a lot of people, we want everybody to be there. You know, we have to bring music back and give it that old school good feeling. You know, that we got lucky, me and you and all of us in the baby boomer era. We got to hear real music.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's a shame that, you know, that we can't have it like that. We have a few people out there that are giving it good like that, but it would be nice to bring, you know, let our kids and our grandkids know what music is really like.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry. The only thing they're going to be throwing on stage is their Medicare cards and things like that. So don't worry about it.
Well, I look forward to it. It's going to be the Daz Band, Larry Dunn's Earth Anthology of Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Emotions, and, of course, J.D. Hall doing a tribute to the legendary Barry White. It's going to be an exciting show, the Wiltern Theater, April 11th. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster and all over town. Just come on out. It's going to be lots of fun. I'm going to be there. J.D., I know you're going to be there, and it's going to be a great time. And I just want to thank you for coming on our show. If people want to get in touch with you, J.D., how could they reach you on Twitter or on the Internet?
And what time is it going to be?
Oh, 6 o'clock we're going on. But you got to get early so you can be on the red carpet. And,
cool.
And say hello to me. I'll be there, and all of us will be there. And you'll
be
there.
Cool. Yeah, can I come down and take some videos of you performing?
You bet your life. I want to see you so we can get on the red carpet. You know that.
There you go. Good.
So how can they find you?
You can check me at jdhallproductions.com on Facebook and let me see. I'm trying to figure out.
I hear your wife and Jer in the background there feeding you. Hear
her? She's my rock.
We coined a new phrase last night, wife-inger. That's a wife and manager, Michelle.
She's
going to keep you straight.
Yeah, she keeps me straight. If it wasn't for her, I think I'd fall off the side of the earth, you know what I mean?
Well, thanks for coming on, J.D., because we're looking forward to your event coming up. And that's going to be exciting, and I'll probably see you, Aretha, down there too, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, thanks again for coming on, and
thank
we look
you.
Forward to seeing you Saturday.
All right, now I'll be looking forward to seeing you too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, J.D., thanks. Bye
bye. And that brings us up to our commercial. Maybe it brings us up.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist.
Hello.
CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out. You can also receive our text updates by texting Easy Way, no spaces, that's letter E, letter Z, to 313131 and receive all of our Easy Way updates. And remember, let's all love humans. Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself, and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
All right, and my hot topic earlier today, I brought up on how retirees, how their nest egg is kind of cracking, and they find themselves thinking of going back to work. Well, you may not have to fill out that application. Baby Boomer, America's hottest new entrepreneurs. If you find yourself retired, you're running low on the savings, which a lot of people are doing, thinking but do not want to fill out that online application for working at a fast food place. Nothing wrong with fast foods, but you don't really want to work there with a lot of teens or at the local hardware store. Well, look into starting your own business. It's not like you need to plan on building an empire. All right, you need some sort of extra money to cover the cost that you didn't plan on in retirement. Look into something you would enjoy doing. You know, don't just go out there and think for a little bit. What's something you'd enjoy doing that you've always dreamed about? Well, maybe it's starting your own business. Well, here you are. Do your research on how to start your own business. Go online and get the step-by-steps. All right, here's another one. You can also go to a place called SCORE. I find that really interesting. It's retired business executives from all fields, and they can help you on it. There's no charge. And another thing is think close. You don't need to travel. You know, you've done enough of this traveling on the freeway. So there we have our at-home business. All right, so before you start spending your money, again, study, do your homework. I keep saying that, research, because losing money at age 30 is one thing. It's easier to deal with than age 60 or 65. Believe me, been there, done that. You can try new areas. Well, you want to stay in an area. It's much safer to be able to fall back on all your years of experience. You know, why let that go to waste? So if possible, stay in an area you know. Why waste and lose all those 30, 40 years? I mean, research that and put it towards a new business, and then you have a lot of background. All right, you may lose so much if you don't. So be familiar. All right. Go online, how do I start my own small business? There's many sites that help. Look up SCORE, like I told you. I keep pushing this because a lot of people take their retirement savings and they invest it in some company or, you know, just try to start their own business. They may do a venture here, a venture there, and they lose so much, and it's not necessary. So spend sufficient time in doing that, and you know, you're on your way. So and set a goal, have a plan to get all the knowledge you can and implement, and then you're on your way. Remember, there are many businesses you can do right from your own home. Okay, now here's a couple of reasons for it. Baby boomers are healthy and they have years to live. They want to get involved. They want to be engaged. They enjoy and may need the extra income. They have an opportunity to build a business around something they're passionate about. Baby boomers have years of experience behind them. They want independence and flexibility that comes from working for yourself. Because of a lifetime of experience, baby boomers have confidence that comes from years of experience. And many have the funds to follow through with dreams that they've had for a long time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
We're actually out of time, so I'm gonna give you a preview of next week's Tech Time. We're gonna talk about Roku and Apple TV, a new way to watch streaming TV on your home TV. So we're really out of time, so I just want to remind the fans that you can download the Eric Zulli app. It's available at the Apple Store and at Google Play free. You can find out all about all the Easy Way Broadcasting shows. So download that app. It goes right to your smartphone. Also, you can now text Easy Way. That's no spaces, just the letter Easy Way, W-A-Y. Text that to 313131 on your smartphone, and you'll get all the updates of what's going on the network. And if you text Easy Way, same way, all, no spaces, just Easy Way, 22828 on your smartphone, just dial 22828 for the message. Type in Easy Way, and you can subscribe to the emailing list. You'll get all the updates about the events, about the radio shows, about what Jim's doing, how he's retiring, what he's doing, what Eric's doing. I keep my business to myself, so y'all won't know. You'll hear about everything that all of us are doing. And we are totally out of time, Jim. It has been great, as always.
Here we go again.
We will see you next week, 10 a.m. Easy Way Broadcasting. Peace out, y'all.
Peace out, everyone.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Love All Humans Radio Show with your host.
I'm Sean.
I'm Tracy.
This is your show for positive music, talk, and entertainment, the Love All Humans Blog Talk Radio Network.
We are here to uplift your spirit and educate on all things positively human.
We have listeners of all ages.
Call in to talk with us live.
Call in to 718-766-4494. That's 718-766-4494. We are on live every Monday from 5 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are archived and podcasted thereafter.
Topics change every Monday, so be sure to listen every week.
Also, check out our website at www.loveallhumans.com
and email us at join@loveallhumans.com with any questions, comments, or show ideas. Also, for all your residential, commercial, or investment property needs, check out loveallhumansrealty.com or call me, Tracy Williams, at 562-354-1724.
We support EZE
and the Easy Way Broadcasting Network
for doing it
the easy way.
We love you. Love all humans.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.